This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. A friend recently took her sick dog to the vet with stomach pains. The doctor examined the dog, did some tests, and determined that surgery was necessary. The doctor told her the costs, after all is said and done, would be about $6,000, but without surgery, her dog would die. It was her beloved dog, so she reluctantly agreed to go ahead with the surgery and decided that she'd worry about the money later. Well, things were a little bit more complicated, and the dog spent over a week in the hospital. When she went to pick up the pooch, she was handed a bill for $21,000. She'd agreed to pay $6,000, and that was scary. Now she had a bill that was more than three times the estimate. This is outrageous. I don't know if the cost is outrageous, although it seems pretty high for basic surgery, but expecting a bill for one figure and getting one that is three times higher seems criminal. I wish I could say that this was a problem only in the veterinary world, but it is not. Certainly, far fewer people have health insurance for their animals than have health insurance for themselves, but hospitals are notorious for billing practices that place people in the poorhouse, lead to bankruptcies, or cause enormous emotional and financial stress. A sick person who visits the hospital expects good, high-quality care delivered in a compassionate manner. When they are sick and are being admitted to a hospital, they are not concerned with affordability. In fact, they may not even realize that prices for the exact same procedure, say a hip replacement or an appendectomy or an MRI, vary from one hospital to the next, and often not by a small amount. When the bill comes, there is often the same sort of sticker shock. When the person can't pay, the hospitals that portray themselves as the pillars of our community, as institutions that really care about our health and are doing cutting-edge research to get us healthier, what do? They sue people for not paying their bills. Well, the Loan Foundation points out that hospitals are rated regionally and nationally, but these rankings often have nothing to do with POOMs. What is a POOM? Well, I made up that term, but a POOM, P-O-O-M, is patient-oriented outcomes that matter. Why can't we rank hospitals on their successful medical outcomes? How often their surgeries get infected? Or how many people are victims of medical errors? Or how often hospitals sue patients? And while we're at it, why not provide patients prices that allow us to compare each hospital for, say, elective procedures with a national average? High-quality clinical care and financial costs can both severely impact patients. Patients deserve information, and these sorts of comparisons will allow for competition between hospitals that will both drive prices lower and increase the quality of care. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.